All right, Glasgow, steel butter, coming back at ya. I'm Scorpio Griggs, and on lead vocals, Jet Razor. That's you. That's you.
No, it's not.
Take it away, boys.
You listen to Prince and Dragons? I already fucked it up.
Per the usual.
You need to start early, man.
Nope. Hey, welcome to the Hijinks and Twos Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Blue Coyote, and as always, I'm joined with my tag team partner for life, Bobby E. Or as she has been come to know, Bobby She.
It's true.
B-O-B-I.
Did we settle on that one?
I'm an ally, Bobby.
Right on.
I'm an ally.
Let your freak flag fly.
Okay. I wouldn't say you're a freak.
Okay, well, thank
that's
you.
Hurtful.
Thank you.
You get your penis turned inside out and get boobs. That doesn't make you a freak.
I'm still working on the boobs part.
Well, we got to get those Patreon supporters to kick in.
This shit ain't cheap, folks.
It is not. We got guests with us today.
We do.
The ever elusive Peanut, whether she'll say anything or not.
She won't get off her fucking phone.
That's okay. Neither do you.
I'm playing Pokemon.
Right on. Gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all, Bobby.
Okay.
Our guest co-host. Maximilian Wedgies. Just kidding. I'm not going to make that be your name. You can use your name. I don't care. You can use your Patreon name. Ladies and gentlemen, the BC Stalker.
BC Stalker.
What's up?
Wow, he sounded so motivated to be here.
He doesn't want to be here. I don't want to be here.
Just like work.
But you asked me to be here.
No. No, I'm pretty sure I didn't.
This whole podcast was your idea.
No.
Over a year ago. You asked me, you said, hey, I heard you're getting a microphone for Christmas. We should do a podcast. And I said, what would we possibly have to talk about? And you said, wrestling.
Right.
And I said, what would the angle be? And you said, you know wrestling, I don't.
Oh.
Let's do that.
Okay.
And I said, well, okay.
I've probably been drunk since then, so I don't remember.
I don't either.
Okay.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
I did not release an episode last week.
Yeah, because I wasn't here.
I know. But I do have one in the can to release, so I'm going to release that this week.
Oh.
As a super duper bonus.
Patreon exclusive? Or?
Nope.
Just fucking throwing it out there? Free Willy style?
It already came out on Patreon. If you were already a Patreon subscriber, you would have already had it.
I'm not.
You should be. You should invest in us.
I should pay to listen to myself talk? I don't listen to myself talk on the free shit.
I am a patron.
You a lie.
And the money goes right back into my pocket.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
See? Your money could go right back into our pocket.
So yeah. You're paying somebody else to pay yourself?
Yeah. It's the American dream.
Dusty Rhodes.
How else am I supposed to launder all the money that comes in for our t-shirts?
Sure, are you sure you want to say this? Never mind. Fucking do it.
I don't care.
Fuck the IRS.
Hey, if the government listens, at least we'll have listeners, right?
That would give us two.
Big shout out to our friend at the NSA. What's going on, Darren?
Snowden?
No. And Kyle's over at the FBI. We've got listeners, buddy. In the federal government.
Skirt.
Skirt. That's where all of our listeners from New Jersey come from.
Ah. Love them. Yeah. Tell y'all's hockey team to get their fucking shit together. Fucking fuckers.
Did you just say to tell their hockey team?
I'm highly disappointed in them.
Oh,
right
and
now.
They're not our hockey team anymore?
No.
They're still my hockey team.
They'll always be my hockey team.
You could be a Red Wings fan.
Ugh. Whoa! You even elicited a response from the peanut. She is also a Devils fan.
Could be worse. Could be a Rangers fan.
Or
Blackhawks.
Or an Islanders fan.
Or Tampa Bay.
Or any other team other than the fucking Devils fan.
Hey, hey, hey. The Stars are okay. We established that.
Yes.
Speaking of hockey.
Speaking of which.
And huge hockey news. Did you see the new trailer?
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Don't tell all the secrets, man, man.
Hey, where'd the trash can go?
Up your butt.
No, that's the other can.
Yeah, right behind you, where your butt's at. Dunce ass fuck. Have you seen the trailer for the Mighty Ducks?
Wait, a new Mighty Ducks?
Yes, there is, kind sir.
I remember hearing something about it, but I didn't know that there was an actual trailer. It's a
TV show. Lauren Graham's the mom. And the Ducks have got this badass legacy where they've been winning and winning for like 10 years. And the blonde-haired guy who's the hockey player on Letterkenny is the coach of the asshole team. And he won't let this mom's kid play on the team. So she's, well, we'll just start our own team. And gets all the losers in the village. And like, oh, the last thing we need is a coach. Enter one Mr. Gordon Bombay.
Gordon fucking Bombay. It's hot in here.
Don't take off your clothes. Oh. Oh. That's a spicy mayo. You okay?
Yeah.
We good?
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
So yeah, Gordon Bombay.
I'm excited.
Mr. Minnesota North Stars himself.
When you sent that to me, I...
Did you pee a little? Did you cry?
Almost cried.
You shut the... Can't take her anywhere.
Did you show her?
She didn't care.
No, I'm going to cry.
Didn't we watch the Mighty Ducks the other night?
Yeah.
Which one?
The first one.
Yeah, I've been all over fucking Netflix, Hulu, Disney. She's got all the shits.
Did you watch the WandaVision?
He tried.
It's fucking retarded.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
So the this last night's episode?
Oh, I'm not watching
they
it.
They tied in Thor, Captain Marvel, who else? Ant-Man, all tied into it.
They can tie their nuts together.
And it was badass. It wasn't like a sitcom. Yesterday's episode wasn't like a sitcom. And it was awesome.
I feel like you're lying to me.
I'm not. You want to watch the trailer for it right now?
No.
Are you sure?
No, because
I can pause this. We can come back.
I'm going to go watch it when we get home. I've gotten caught up on so much shit.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Walking Dead. Caught up.
They still make that?
Yeah.
Damn. Letterkenny. Caught up.
Orange is the New Black.
Caught up.
Okay.
What else? Mandalorian? Not caught up.
Why not?
I have to wait for her to be asleep. She doesn't care about the Mandalorian. And usually
she's
I go to bed before her.
She's just going to play on her phone anyway. Why can't you?
No, she watches Criminal Intent.
Criminal Minds.
I was close.
Nope. You were way off.
She likes criminals. Okay. She's into it.
All right.
It's her thing.
Now that you've just derailed everything.
How?
Are we going to ever talk about wrestling?
Oh, that's still a thing?
Yep.
So we got the Royal Rumble coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up. As we record this, it's coming up tomorrow.
So when Goldberg wins the whole thing.
No. You take that back.
He's not in it?
You take that back right now.
Is he in it?
He's not in the Royal Rumble match.
Oh, okay.
He's got a match against Drew McIntyre for the championship belt.
Yeah. Drew's going to win.
He's not going to win. You take it back.
Okay, Drew's not going to win.
You didn't say Drew's going to win.
Yes, I did.
You said I'm sure he's going to win.
He said Drew's going to win.
He said Drew's going to win.
All I heard was
You heard what you wanted to hear.
I'm sure he's going to win. That's what I heard.
Y'all see what I put up with?
Because you're so high up on...
Y'all see what I put up with? This is an audio podcast, Peanut. It just sounded like you were splooging everywhere.
Ew.
For the listeners, she was.
What?
What?
No.
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 No, you kind of stepped off in it. Knife edge chop!
There we go.
Steel butter. That's where we got that bit from.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
Littering Ann.
Littering Ann.
Littering Ann.
Littering Ann.
Smoking the reefer.
So, we're going to go to questions now.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
They didn't pick up on it.
I don't care. Wasn't for them.
It was for us.
They're the live studio audience. All right, so give me your picks. Charlotte Flair and Asuka versus Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. Women's Tag Team Championship. Who wins?
Asuka.
By herself?
Yeah. She's going to betray Charlotte.
You don't think Ric Flair might get involved?
No. Not since that last time when he accidentally tripped Charlotte.
You sure didn't know a lot about the Flair family for hating him.
It's my job to keep up on current events, sir.
A job implies you get paid, sir. Speaking of that.
Speaking of which.
Patreon supporters, I'm sure you hit us up. I also opened up a new link on our Anchor app where you can support us there. Difference is, if you support us on Anchor, you don't get cool shit like Patreon. Hmm. Like the opportunity to come on the show, sit here. How awesome is that?
Awesome.
Dead air, man.
Women's Royal Rumble. Who you got?
Don't know who's in it.
The women.
Oh, I think the women are going to win.
Yeah. Who you got?
Peyton Royce.
Peyton Royce.
I don't know who's in it.
I'm going to go with surprise entrant Ronda Rousey. Because they've said she's not coming back. That almost assuredly means she's coming back.
I'll go with that.
Oh, I just had a thought for the men's rumble.
Did you get hard?
No.
Then it wasn't a good thought.
Did you? Men's Royal Rumble. That's what's on the table now. What are you thinking?
What if Lesnar comes back?
He's not.
But what if?
Then that's going to just...
Goldberg Lesnar.
Oh, God.
Here we go again.
Make it all stop. Make it all...
You gotta think. We're thinking like a 70-year-old man from Connecticut. That's numbers.
Lesnar's not from Connecticut.
Vince.
Oh. Vince.
McMahon.
Yeah.
Triple H's father-in-law.
Yeah.
Owner of the company.
Yeah. What about him? Is he a wrestler?
Yes, he's actually been the world champion on a couple occasions.
Okay.
You're killing me here.
Maybe I'm lost on what we're talking about.
The Royal Rumble match.
Oh, okay.
We're going to give the people what they want.
Yeah.
Stone Cold.
Now you're talking. Possibility on Stone Cold coming back.
Absolutely zero.
The Rock? Cena?
Oh, I would like to see Cena.
I bet you
would. Yeah, too bad you can't see Cena.
You can't see him.
Now, The Rock versus Reigns, I'd actually like to see that.
I would too.
If that was to happen at Mania, that would be...
I think that... Well, we've got the other two matches. So let's shoot into that real quick. Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens in a last man standing match for the championship. I think Reigns will take it. And then I think that Goldberg will beat Drew McIntyre. And then they're going to go into Mania where Goldberg and Roman Reigns spear versus spear to unify the belts. But because of the Royal Rumble, they'll have to be, you know, that since they can't challenge for whichever belt they want. Unless it's something cool like... Andy Kaufman comes back from the grave and challenges for the women's title or something. That'd be cool.
Andy Kaufman?
Yeah. He used to wrestle. Women.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I don't know, I was hoping there was a straw in there.
You want to drink the spit out of a bottle?
No. Problem with drinking out of a cup is it gets on my stash.
Would you like a straw?
I would like a straw.
And now a word from our sponsors. And now through the power
of Grayskull.
I have the power! He-Man. We're back, but we never went to commercial break because I just put pause and then came back and I'm not gonna.
So we're talking about He-Man now? Is that movie still being made?
Which one?
He-Man.
Live action or animated?
Live action.
I guess. I don't know.
Didn't you send me a IMDb or something?
That's the voices.
That's for the voices. Okay.
Yeah.
She even looked like Evelyn.
Your face looks like Evelyn.
She never quite grew the beard. Thank God. That'd have been weird.
That'd have ruined like your entire fantasy.
Yeah. You know who He-Man is? You don't know who He-Man is?
Mm-mm. You failed as a parent.
Yeah. See all those toys?
Mm-hmm.
That's He-Man.
Which one?
The blonde.
The blonde.
Mm-hmm. With the bob cut.
Yeah.
The skeleton
with
guy.
With the what cut?
The bob.
You know different hairstyles?
No.
Oh,
I just know the ones named after me.
Pixie cut?
Yeah.
Okay.
The skeleton? A Skeletor?
I'll get you, He-Man!
That's exactly what he sounds like.
Heck yeah.
Put some learning on you.
Don't. No. You don't put the learning on people. So we had a question come up on our Discord. Be honest, do you want AEW to succeed or do you just want WWE to go out of business? How about wanting both companies to succeed, to bring out the best in each other? Cuss and discuss.
Shit! And, yeah, I want both to succeed.
Fuck! I want WWE to fall on their face and go out of business.
Shit! I think that would be bad for a lot of people.
Motherfucker! I want to see Triple H with like a Will Wrestle for Food sign on the corner.
God damn it! No!
Fuck! Yes! And scene. No.
So we did both. We cussed and discussed.
I know. It was great.
We are professionals.
No. Don't you pigeonhole us. Don't put us in with those other successful podcasts.
Then Kevin Nash might come up.
Fuck that guy! You said that just to provoke me!
100%.
He's going to blow up both of his quads just showing up.
He's going to come knock on the door, and you're going to see him outside laying on the ground.
Can I be in Magic Mike 3?
Can I be in the Punisher reboot?
Was he in the Punisher?
Yes. We discussed it on the show before.
Oh. Okay.
He was also in John Wick.
Oh, yeah. He played such a puss.
No, it just added to... we're not talking about this anymore.
Okay.
We've discussed it like we six have. Times. Basically, he showed how badass John Wick was.
John Wick is the shit.
Yep.
Any more questions? Are we done?
Oh, that wasn't even like the real questions.
That was a cool story. Read that later when you have free time.
Okay. I didn't know you knew how to read.
I know.
He looks at the pictures.
I get the audio.
You're like, okay.
Moving on.
Oh my god, even more questions came through. Holy shit.
Batman.
What's your favorite breakfast cereal?
He doesn't eat breakfast.
Yeah. 5-hour energy. Speak up.
Lucky Charms.
Yeah. You're doing something right.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I love their commercials.
Okay.
They creep me out, man.
Did you know you can go to Walmart now and buy a milk that tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Ew. Yeah.
And they also make a Cinnamon Toast Crunch protein drink.
You know that you can buy just a bag of marshmallows of Lucky Charms?
Yes, I do.
She has a bag in her pantry.
Okay. They are magically delicious.
Bigger as you would like them.
I do. Those are my two favorite cereals.
Right on.
What's your favorite book series?
Anything by Stephen King.
Were you answering for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's just author. They're talking about series.
Okay. Do you like The Dark Tower?
No. Too long.
Really?
Yeah.
Green Mile?
Too long.
Those books were like this big.
If I had to go with a series, I would have to go with Clive Barker's, what was it? Books of Blood? That's where Candyman was first introduced as a short story. I think there was a series of three of those books, and all of them were all short stories. So I'd have to go Clive Barker, Books of Blood.
Interesting.
The Galactic Football League. It's by an author from Michigan, Scott Sigler. It's like sci-fi football.
Oh, science fiction football? Yeah. Like in a universe where that's where the Lions finally win?
No, the Lions will never win. They have won an NFL championship, but they'll never win anything ever again.
You're just going to shit all over that the guest host? Or I don't know what to fucking say.
He's auditioning.
Oh, sweet!
Remember, I put in for this weeks ago.
Oh, I don't read y'all shit.
Uh-huh. My favorite book series would be...
Spider-Man.
The Tallest Giraffe. By Aaron C. Peckham.
Oh, isn't he a listener? Isn't that Aaron the Red?
He submitted the question, so... Sorry, Aaron, I have not read the book.
He likes Clifford.
I think my favorite book series would actually be the... Night Shift, Day Shift, Andre Nikin Lukantiello. I don't know. It's Russian. It's a Russian last name. They're Russian books. Yep.
If they're Natasha. Russian, how do you read them?
With a Trump translator.
Oh.
Get it off of Google. These are the best books. They have all the words. The books are over the top. They're the best. Pick a movie and recast it starring wrestlers. You had this idea once before.
Yeah, I did.
You mentioned it on the show and then we never did it.
No, I thought we did. No, we didn't. Okay.
Let's do Big Trouble in Little China.
Okay.
Jack Burton.
Jack Burton.
The Rock.
Kevin Costner.
He's not a wrestler.
Oh, it has to be a wrestler?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
I would say Jack Burton should actually be like...
John Cena.
That would be good.
He has some comedy to him.
Yeah.
Butt Chugs for Life.
Butt Chugs for Life. Yeah. You seen that movie?
The one where he's like a...
A dad, and he's hunting his daughter down.
Oh, no.
Her friends.
I haven't seen that one.
I don't even remember what movie that was. I just remember him having to take the butt chug.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
and no one
that.
Else actually did it.
Yeah, I remember that part.
And then the cop showed up and he was like, and all that beer came out and hit that guy in the face.
I don't even remember what movie that was, but I remember that part. Maybe you showed me a clip.
It might have been that clip. I'm trying to remember what it's called, too. Let's see. Wang Chi... would be played by...
The Great Muta.
Tajiri.
No idea who the fuck that is.
The Japanese buzzsaw?
You know who he is. Yeah. He spits green mist.
The Great Muta.
Yep. Whatever.
the only Japanese wrestler I know.
I would say Lo Pan would be played by Vince McMahon. They've got that evil overlord thing going. Miao Yin. Miao Yin. I must marry a girl with green eyes. I will marry Miao Yin and sacrifice Gracie Law to my lord.
Gracie Law.
Mickey James.
Sasha Banks. Throw some diversity in there.
Ooh.
Okay. Plus she can change her hair on a dime.
The Three Thunders. Or the Three Storms, sorry.
Triple H, Shawn Michaels.
And Hornswoggle. I'm reading you. That's what you were going to say, right? Hornswoggle?
I was going to say Kevin Nash, but okay.
Fuck that guy! He does not deserve to be in Big Trouble Little China Remake starring only wrestlers.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say the Fabulous Freebirds.
Okay.
I hate when you do this. Don't you okay me?
Okay. All right.
All right. Peanut knife edge chop him. Pew pew pew. Wow wow wow
wow. Is that a Raven shirt?
What about Raven?
Oh, you know Raven, but you don't know Tajiri?
Yeah, I know good wrestlers.
Tajiri's a much better wrestler than Raven.
Scotty Flamingo.
Flamingo?
That was Raven's name back in the day. Scotty Flamingo.
Now I'm a Raven!
What are your Royal Rumble predictions? I think we kind of already covered that. God! Listen to the show, Aaron!
The Rock comes back and wins the Royal Rumble.
Do you think?
No, there's no chance, but it would set up Mania.
It would be Mania.
But there's no crowd, so they wouldn't really get the pop that they'd want for a Rock return.
They need something.
I feel like the Royal Rumble without a live audience is a crashing down situation.
Sad.
And it hurts inside.
And there's no Kofi this year.
See, that hurts a man. That hurts my pride.
There's no coffee?
Kofi.
So, I gotta be a man. Real. I can't let it slide. Because I'm a real American. Hulk Hogan's coming back at the Royal Rumble.
Is he shooting another video?
You know who else is coming back? Ric Flair, bitch! Woo! Not Vince Chop.
Is he gonna trip his own daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
In a strange turn of events, Cody Rhodes comes back. Wins the Royal Rumble. Challenges for the title. Takes it back to AEW. Unifies it. After beating Kenny Omega.
Nope.
Who has beat Rich Swann. And they're going to unify the Impact, the AEW, and the WWE titles all in one match. And then they're going to go to Vince McMahon's funeral because he's going to die from a heart attack at seeing all that.
Oh, God.
And Triple H is going to rebrand WWE as the new NWA. All right. I just wrote the next 5 years of television. WWE, they should hire me.
Hell yeah. I'll ride those coattails.
I've been trying to get them to hire me.
It's been a while.
What are your greatest aspirations in life? Do you feel like you've reached them or making any progress towards them? How have they changed over the years?
Shut the fuck up.
Someone just threw a turd in the punch bowl. We're not answering that question.
Yeah.
Because clearly my greatest aspiration in life is to do this podcast, and I've reached that goal.
We're done.
Tippy top. Tippy top.
And we have guests.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We are like next level shit right now.
Yeah.
All right. This isn't a question. It's a suggestion for a bit.
We don't do bits.
Should I tell him? Or... All right, so we have a request.
Okay.
You and I.
Oh.
What's the name we're using today? Jet Razor, which was your name, pick, by the way. You picked that name. I did not pick that for you.
I didn't.
You picked that name. I have audio of you going, I'm Jet Razor.
All right.
I've got it.
Okay. Tits.
Jet Razor versus the Blue Coyote in a rap battle. That's not going to happen.
I would win.
Sing what you sang today.
No, shut your mouth.
What'd you sing today?
Nothing.
Did you sing a rap song that was on the radio?
It's from my phone.
Did it have N-words in it?
No.
What was it?
Nothing.
Was it Vanilla Ice?
No. I could also sing
that. Stop. Come on, everybody, and listen.
This is back with a brand new invention. Something comes a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Check out the mic. Well, I float to the extreme. I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up the stage and rock a jump like a candle.
I can't believe that just happened. Thanks, Aaron, for bringing that into my life.
Just keep in mind what we talked about earlier. That video that you need to watch.
Okay.
You'll replay this.
If you ran for president, who would be in your cabinet?
All of the dishes from Beauty and the Beast.
Nice. That is the best fucking answer of all time.
I was going to ask, why do you want to have a person in a cabinet? That's kind of confined spaces.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the fives and tens. Like, you get a position. You get a position.
You get in the position.
Assume the position.
What you do with Original Fan Zach on your own time, it's your business. Follow up question. Also, why are you stuffing people in cabinets? That's...
I did not.
Who's your favorite author? What's your favorite book? I love The Tallest Giraffe. My favorite book. How can you ask such a question? I don't have one. It's over there somewhere.
I love the Bible. It was written by Jesus or something.
Not even touching that. I don't even want to get into that. We've already talked politics. Now we're swerving into religion. The only thing worse is the next question. McDonald's? Burger King?
Fucking McDonald's. Burger King is goddamn garbage.
Burger King. Flame broil.
Chicken fries.
Did you say fake?
Fake.
After you already said McDonald's, you really want to...
Yeah.
What if McDonald's is not fake?
Oh, it's fake.
Oh, but Burger King's more fake?
More fake.
Or are you just saying that the... Flame broil.
It's fake.
Aaron, why are you driving a wedge into the heart of this show?
I think next week we need to have him here.
I tried. I was going to road trip us to Abilene.
That's where he's at?
He's in Lubbock.
I've had enough driving.
So we're going to meet halfway. Oh, we'll get to your driving stories here in a minute. They're the highlight of my week.
I got to go.
Nice!
You ever going to do it again?
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Pepsi.
I don't drink soda.
RC Cola. I'm glad we're all agreed. Go to beer for casual enjoyment drinking. Go to beer for partying or day drinking.
Truly.
It's not a beer.
It's a seltzer.
I don't drink beer. My tummy's growling.
So, casual enjoyment, I'm going to go with a Guinness. For day drinking, I'm going to go with Killian's. Because I usually drink a Killian's on the show.
Yeah.
Which is recorded, like first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
So then it's not day drinking, it's morning drinking.
Breakfast beer.
We've had plenty of those.
Yeah. No. You haven't. Because you're drinking seltzer.
Got to stay hydrated.
Yeah, you do.
They're still beers. They're just bitch beers.
I've heard it all. I've heard it all. Beastie Boys didn't fight for your right to party so you can drink White Claw. Oh, happy birthday, Seth. Suck a dick.
Okay.
That's who sent me that.
Do we need to unpack that? This is your therapy.
No, that his birthday was the other day. I just wanted to put it on the show.
And then tell him to suck a dick?
Yeah. Just to see if he listens. He's a Patreon, so.
Yeah, so he'll get the show today.
Yeah.
Or hopefully Monday before I release it on
Anchor. So we'll see if he just gives us money or if he actually listens. Probably just gives us money.
That's fine by me.
Yeah, me too. I'm fucking down with the con.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be that baby's daddy.
French fried potatoes.
You ever seen that movie?
What?
Sling Blade? No?
Bad on you.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever finished it.
So, whenever I mention this next sentence, you're going to think, where are we going with this? But hijinks ensued on the Dr. Phil show this last week. When Nikki Sixx and Bret Michaels both had to appear on the show via video. Have you heard about this?
No.
So this lady, apparently, you know, the...
Wait, Nikki Sixx moniker?
Yeah.
And who?
Bret Michaels.
Poison.
So this lady, okay, so you should know that the scams are running rampant during the pandemic.
Okay.
And this lady is being catfished by someone online claiming to be Nikki Sixx and someone online claiming to be Bret Michaels. And she was engaged to Nikki Sixx.
Wait, Nikki Sixx?
Yeah.
Okay.
Air quotes, catfish Nikki Sixx. Okay. And then Bret Michaels, air quote. Actually, okay. It probably really is Bret Michaels. But she's having this online affair.
Okay.
And she's engaged to Nikki Sixx even though they've never met.
Okay.
And he requested that she send him money. So she sends him like $400 a month for something. I don't know.
Okay.
But she was on Dr. Phil and the other guys. They had to show up to let her know, like, hey, we don't know you.
So why they had to go there to break her heart?
Why would Nikki Sixx need $400 a month?
Hair care products?
He's not as involved with his hair as Bret is.
Bret's hair is just like sewn into a bandana.
Yeah. Well, he publicly stated that he has the best hair money can buy.
Yeah. Like Gene Simmons.
If so, effect so. But, okay. So, what'd they do? Mouth kisser?
No, they were like on a Zoom call. They were on an internet-based call.
Okay.
And Nikki Sixx appeared with his current wife.
How'd she look?
Well, she's hot.
Okay.
But they broke this lady's heart. Like, hey, we're not engaged. I don't know you. He said, I think you're a sweet person. And when the pandemic is over, we'll do a meet and greet.
Oh, that's sweet.
So I guess he can break her heart in person because she thought she was engaged to Nikki Sixx.
That's cool. I always liked Nikki Sixx. He's crazy. Did you watch that documentary?
Which one?
Dirt. Dirt. Oh, I'm like her.
I did. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Dirt was the movie.
Okay.
Based on the book, The Dirt. But then there was also a book by Nikki Sixx called The Heroin Diaries.
Mm.
And he did like an album based on that book. Concept album.
Alright.
Yeah.
Nice. So, what did Bret Michaels, what did he do?
Oh, he pretty much told that lady to
eat a bag of dicks.
Needed to quit sending Nikki Sixx $400 and start sending it to him.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Look at that Tesla watch.
That's pretty cool. Steampunk.
Yes.
I like steampunk.
Do you even know what that is?
What?
Hang on.
Do I need to cover the microphone so you can go?
I'm recording it here! Did y'all not hear them?
Who?
The children.
Yeah.
What children?
Of the corn.
He who walks behind the rose. Now, our biggest wrestling news of the week.
We're still talking about wrestling?
We circle back.
Oh, okay. Circle the wagons.
Because I'm going to release this as one episode.
Oh, okay. Okay. Glare at me.
WWE Network is going away. They're joining the Peacock. They're going to be the WWE cock.
It's a lot of cock.
Well, Batista, you know.
Going to say, with all those steroids, it's probably not very much.
4 inches. We established that in early episodes.
Except for Randy Orton, right?
Oh, I like Randy Orton. I follow him on Facebook.
How's his face doing?
It's okay.
Looks like a book.
How's his wife Kim doing?
Oh, I don't know.
Just want to bring you back down to earth here. Do not send him $400.
No.
Send him five.
There you go. $5 whole. It's interesting that you bring up five, because for $4.99 a month, you can become a premium subscriber to Peacock and get all of the additional WWE content.
That's worth it.
I don't know.
Well, how much was WWE Network?
It was $9.99. But after the pandemic started, they hadn't been charging me, so.
Oh, really?
I told you could have had it this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with $4.99, you have to watch ads. It's $9.99 if you want it ad-free like the network is.
Is it?
Listen to this fucking know-it-all.
Hey, no. That's why he's here. Because
he knows it all.
My wrestling knowledge as of late has been... We're going to rectify that with some help. Rectify it. Sounds yep. Good.
Butt chugs for life.
Butt chugs for life! Put that on a t-shirt. We'll talk about that in a minute. But going back to the WWE cock, $4.99, it's not a bad price. I think the big thing up in the air right now is how much content are they going to do? Because it's my understanding they're not going to have all of the old content.
I didn't look that far into it. I just looked at the price.
I have the Peacock app.
Do you have it? No. Doesn't like SBU and stuff come on NBC?
NBC?
Yeah.
Bing bong.
Yeah. I figured you would have it.
Well, on Peacock now, they have some WWE stuff that has popped up.
I watch SBU on Hulu.
Browse. I watch Warehouse 13 on here. You know what else I watch on Peacock?
Porn.
The Curse of Oak Island.
No.
No what?
No.
Have you watched it yet?
No. I told you I wouldn't.
You should watch it.
I shall not.
I've made it so far.
Great.
It is great.
Have they found what they're looking for yet?
Yes. No.
It's an island. Made of oak. And there's a curse.
Yep.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Where are you?
Zoinks! WWE The Legends. So right now with the $4.99, they've got Monday Night Wars, Best of WWE, WrestleMania Rewind, Untold, Broken Skull Sessions, 25 years of Triple H, the game-changing matches. That looks like something you'd watch. Ruthless Aggression. So they've already got some stuff on there. But I don't know how things would go with, like, the pay-per-views or anything else. What I think is interesting about it is if you pay the $4.99 and you get commercials still, every now and again they will run an episode without commercials. Like, if you watch so many things in a row, they're like, ah, we're going to give you this one without commercial.
So nice.
And, yeah, we're not doing that on this show. But you get all these other great shows, which I'm not going to tell you about because I don't want this to become a commercial for Peacock. I thought that was a good business move for WWE. Initially, I thought they were burning themselves down to the ground, but they can pull in a wider audience.
All right. This episode is brought to you by...
No!
Peacock.
Yes. Peacock.
Get all your cock needs here.
Speaking of needs you can get here, we're waiting on one more t-shirt design to come out, and then the shirts are going online.
Oh, my. Which one are we waiting on?
We're waiting on G.I. Joe.
Oh, okay.
We've got the Star Wars design. We've got Transformers. We're waiting on G.I. Joe.
All right.
Prototype shirts have been ordered to test.
Are they 100% cotton?
I don't know what they are. They're comfortable.
All right. I'd like mine to be a medium.
Okay.
That way I can flex.
It's going to be $24.99.
Got it. Take it out of my Patreon funds.
Okay. Can we not do that?
What?
Take it out of your Patreon funds?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. My first sale! So happy. I'll have cake later.
Are you going to eat it too?
No, I'm just going to have it. You can't have
cake
it.
Cake eater!
You can't have it and eat it too. Cake eater? That's what they called Banks on Mighty Ducks. Yes,
it is.
Yep. And the website that it'll be on is for our new great sponsor, Tight Moon Comics. So for all your comic book needs, your D&D needs, other collectibles, Pokemon, Magic, you can go to Tight Moon Comics. Just give them a search on the gaggle. You don't have anything to shit all over this week?
No, I fucking love them.
Let's talk about shit this week. I noticed that your Green Bay Packers are not going to go to the Super Bowl.
There's my response.
You know who is. My Kansas City Chiefs are going.
They are. I've already... we've discussed it. I told her that I hope they win.
Yeah.
How does it feel to know that Tom Brady has as many NFC championships as Aaron Rodgers?
It's fine. I'm good with it.
But you know what? Tom Brady could win the Super Bowl, and he still is not going to have as many championships as the greatest of all time, Ric Flair.
Okay.
No, but John Cena does.
Not really.
Fight, 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 fight.
Not really.
I don't care.
R-Truth has more championships.
You did this to yourself, motherfucker.
No! 24/7 belt didn't count.
I'm pretty sure it does.
It's not a real championship.
It is.
I'm pretty sure Mick Foley announced that it's real.
There's a strap for it. Oh, yeah.
Mick Foley.
Greatest wrestler of all time?
No.
Yeah.
You said the same thing like 2 months ago about Goldberg. Make up your mind. And before that, it was Randy Orton. Look. Who's the greatest?
Me.
If we put Mick Foley, Randy Orton, and Goldberg... in a match.
Right now?
Goldberg.
Who wins? Right. No, all of them in their prime.
Randy Orton.
Interesting.
Who's booking the match?
Randy Orton.
Triple H.
Randy Orton.
And Harley Race is the road agent.
Who's your pick? Goldberg, Mick Foley, Randy Orton.
I guess Randy Orton.
She follows him on the Instagram. Or, I mean, on Facebook.
Yeah.
He is sexy.
You know, if Triple H is booking the match, I think Mick Foley might actually...
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, it depends. Is it Mick Foley or is it Mankind?
It's Cactus Jack.
Big bang!
The greatest face of Foley.
No.
Cactus Jack, hands down.
I think the referee wins.
I think if Triple H is booking it and Harley Race is the road agent, run in Ric Flair for the win, greatest champ of all time. Yep.
Moving on.
Moving on. What would you like to move on to?
Anything.
How did your trip go this week?
It's great.
Were you out there like, rubber duck, come on back?
Woke up at 4:30 in the morning. You didn't get home until almost 1 o'clock in the morning.
Why so long?
I was attacked.
Did you get lost again?
No.
Did you end up on reservation?
No.
Interesting.
Just 11 stops. It was a very long trip. 19 hours.
19 hours. All right. Well, things are winding down. We're going to go to our last new segment of the day.
Mm.
If I can pull it up on my phone.
Titan Moon Comics, folks.
We're going to wrestler tweets.
Tweets.
And the greatest tweets of the week go to the Iron Sheik.
R.I.P.
Take a minute of your day to be nice to someone, you dumb son of a bitch.
I like it.
He's like your spirit animal.
That's Kevin Owens.
The Robin Hood app, you are jabroni of earth. I can't wait to suplex you on your head.
Who is that?
The Iron Sheik.
Wow.
He talks a lot of shit about Hogan. I figured y'all would be best friends.
I've never said shit about Hogan.
I've never said a bad word about Hogan. I haven't.
Uh-huh.
I've said things. None of them were bad.
You've been like, fuck that guy.
I've never said that.
Yes, you have.
Not about Hogan.
Uh-huh.
Flair? Sure.
Is Rey Mysterio still a wrestler? A little guy with a funny little mask?
I love my daughter. Yeah, he's still a wrestler.
Oh, really?
He still wrestles.
What about Edge?
Yep.
Ew, I hated Sheamus. The leprechaun?
That's Hornswoggle.
Oh, Jeff Hardy.
Cloris Leachman, you make the world a happy place forever. I love you. Are the real of the real. God bless you forever.
That didn't even make sense. It was like I typed that on a bender.
This is the best. I almost have to read it in Iron Sheik voice. Peppa Pig, you dumb son of a bitch. You got a lot of heat with me. I wish I could see you so I could beat the fuck out of you, jabroni pig.
Isn't Peppa Pig a cartoon?
I hate Peppa Pig. And yes, you're correct.
Okay.
Me and the Iron Sheik were seeing eye to eye. GameStop Bubba, what the fuck is happening to you?
Is he really not dead?
The Iron Sheik?
Yeah.
No, he's not dead. If you are reading this and your name is Hulk Hogan, you can go fuck yourself, you day-old donut jabroni.
All right. Day-old donuts are not acceptable.
Kobe, it has been a year since we lost you. We are lost without you, Bubba. But now we all come together to find our way. Love you forever, the Mamba the Real.
What happened to Kobe?
Died.
Oh, I'm thinking of Kobe. Dumb.
Yeah. Ready or not, go fuck yourself.
I like that one.
That should be on t-shirt.
I like that one.
In the most socially responsible way, go fuck yourself. Secretly, go fuck yourself. In a new development, everyone go fuck yourself. Consistently, go fuck yourself. Fuck the Hulk Hogan. He likes the F word.
It's easy to spell.
Kansas City Buffalo going to feud of the decade, Bubba. Bucks Chiefs going to excellent Super Bowl, Bubba.
All right.
You going to get back on the Twitter?
No.
Come in.
Outside a pipe fell down.
Outside a pipe fell down? If, all right.
If no one was around to hear it, did it make a noise?
I don't know. TJ just found it like that and told me to go out there and look.
Okay. Well, me and the Scooby-Doo gang are going to go investigate a fallen pipe. And on that note, that's all the time we have for today on the Hijinks and Who's a Wrestling Podcast, H-E-W-P, the Hoop, the Ring, the Squared Circle.
Gagoo-goo.
Tits.
And giggles.